Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Jody. May I please have the first and last name on the account you've called in about today?
My name is Amira Moore.
Okay, thank you. Do you mind spelling your first name for me?
No, I don't. Amyra.
Okay, thank you. Moore.
Correct.
And while I locate this account, may I ask the reason for your call today?
It's to verify a charge.
Okay. All right, not locating an account so far. I'm gonna try. May I have the phone number on the account possibly?
Sure, 618-974-1455.
Okay. Okay. And how much is that charge, if you don't mind?
3196.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. I'm going to search in a different area. What's the name? Do you see a name next to the charge?
Omax Health
Okay.
INC.
All right. Thank you. I'm still looking. Could it be in any? Is there anyone else in your household that has access to your card there?
You can try an account for James Moore,
Okay.
and then I can give you his number.
Okay, let me try James first. All right. Please verify your shipping address.
I'm sorry, no, 8715 Heronview Street, Houston, Texas, 77064.
No, ma'am, nothing in Texas. Okay, let me go back here. All right. Okay, I'm gonna try to search in a different area. Okay. No. Okay, let me think. Now I can search by the card information, maybe the last four. Let me see what it requests. Know what in the world? And I'm pretty sure you don't have an order ID number there. There we go. Okay, credit card. We can either do first six. Yes, the first six and last four, please.
406042.
Okay. Last four.
8298.
All right, so this should definitely locate that account. Nothing. All right, I'm going to reach out to for assistance locating this account.
So, ma'am, what I'm thinking, I was calling, like I said, to verify a charge because I think this was a fraudulent charge. I have no idea who Omex Health even is, but I had a charge pop up on my account. And if you're not finding anything in my name, then it's likely that there was something fraudulent that occurred. So if you're able to find the account that this card was used for, that will help a lot.
Right. Yes, ma'am. I'm going to, that's why I'm reaching out for assistance. I may be overlooking something.
Okay.
One search criteria.
And where are you all located?
In Lewiston, Maine.
In Maine?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Would there be any reason for me to have an account living in Texas with you guys?
Well, this company sells natural supplements and CBD products such as vitamins and let's see, there's pain relief roll-ons, and so it's, yes, ma'am, you could definitely have an account in Texas. That wouldn't be out of the ordinary.
Okay.
Have you received any products to your house? If I'm not able to locate an account, you're right, it may be, but let's try email address. I haven't tried that.
Okay.
1 second. Okay. Go ahead with your email address, please.
ACHAP 88. There can be two of them. So ACHAP88@AOL.com.
All right. Have you received any emails confirming your order or anything like that?
Oh. So.
Okay.
I don't think so.
All right. So I have ACHAP88@AOL.com.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't locate an account using.
Try ACHAP88@me.com.
Okay. Nope. No, ma'am. So hang in there 1 second. All right, so I'm just waiting for a response. I've reached out for assistance with this. While I wait, I'm going to continue to search for you.
Okay.
Okay. I have someone helping me now. Okay, and I'm sorry, I have to ask this again. I after I create a new search, I delete the first search, so I will need the first six and last four again.
Okay, no problem. 406042.
Mm-hmm.
And then 8298.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Did you say there was another phone number for me to try?
You can try
Okay.
another phone number.
Go ahead.
832-867-3092.
All right. Nope.
It's probably a fraudulent charge.
And if that's the case, I'll get you transferred over. So I'm going to wait and see if they were able to find anything.
Okay.
And you've never been on, have you ever been on OMAC's site?
No, I've never heard of them.
Okay. All right. And I've already asked, she's asking, do you have an email or an order number? So may I have your email address, please, again?
ACHAP88@AOL.com.
And the other was what at
At me,
at me, yeah.
ME.com.
Okay. Let's see. All right, so she's not locating anything either just yet, so just hang tight for another minute or so, please. Yep. All right, just a couple of more minutes. I think that there we go. She's asking, do you have a joint account with James Moore?
No, it's my account.
Okay, did he place it under his card maybe?
No, this is the
Right.
account was on my account. The charge was on my account. That's on my card.
All right. Mm. She's asking, but do you share an account? Even though that's your card, sometimes they'll issue
No.
two separate cards. Okay. And thank you for being so patient with me. I'd like to locate this so we can see what's going on and
Problem.
get that worked out for you.
Recording in progress.
Okay, so the charge date was that today?
The charge date was I just had it pulled up. Hold on one moment.
Okay.
The charter date is August 20th for $31.96.
Okay.
Or 8/19 is what it says, and I think it posted on August 20th. 8/19, 8/20.
Okay.
I have a meeting that's about to start.
Okay.
Do you think that this will be much longer?
And I'm gonna get you transferred over to my supervisor now, okay? So if you'll just thank you for calling Omax Health. Please remain on the line.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm.